beautiful one. Welcome to the March super full moon. We are coming off of the equinox last weekend, and now we're bringing in the super full moon. That's the first of three consecutive ones. It's a power time of deep aligning, amplification, boosting, and really a quantum shift. It's a quantum time where we are shape-shifting. Any long-held barriers are now breaking down. And I want you to think about this in the sense of a seed, that the shell or the exterior of the seed is the barrier. And then it reaches its point where it's got to go. It reaches its point where it must be put into something to nourish it. Because if it just sits in a dormant state, it never gets to fully emerge, expand, and express, which is where we're at right now. So this weekend begins the first of the three. So make a commitment to really honor your sacred time, your sacred moment, to attune with what is ready to be amplified, what is ready to take shape, because we're coming into April. So April is the activation time. So if you're not giving your attention to it, then there is a lot of other forces that are at play right now that'll try to grab your attention and maneuver your life in a way that supports someone or something else that may not be in alignment to what is next for you. What is this new story for you? The new you that is emerging, because we have all been called to task on this. We are all in this catalyst of this new expansion that is calling forward. And I want you to tune into your soul and express what is yours to come alive. Because these super moons, this is right now when the full moon is closest to the earth. So it's highly magnetic. This is where the ocean tides will be moving stronger and higher and fuller. More will be stirring inside of us. We have that power that we can give to the attention into our intentions and really make some clearing to amplify what's ready to come through. So we want to clear the space. This is really important right now, because over this month, the next two consecutive full moons, it's a highly magnetizing time. And so your sacred time that you give to yourself, it's not about making it complicated. It's about sitting still with your soul and clearing whatever has collected, whatever has been trapped. That's why I got some important questions that you can ask yourself going into this super full moon, because it's about the bright light shining, really going in and seeing what's been hidden that needs to come to light, and then clearing that space so you can plant the seeds of the new story. Think of it like this way. There are seeds of dreams. There are seeds of truth. There are seeds of your destiny, of your calling that wants to emerge, that wants to express. And first you have to say, okay, where have I been hiding from myself that needs to come out in the light? Take this question deeply into a sacred moment for yourself. Where am I hiding from myself that needs to come out in the light? And where have I been hiding in life? So what have you been hiding from yourself? And where have you been hiding in life? Now, in life, this could be in the ways that you're showing up on your career path, in your expression that way, but it could also mean in relationships. It could also mean in life dynamics and situations. It could be about speaking up and communicating. But first, you're going to begin with doing this with yourself, having that honest conversation with yourself, having that honest communication with yourself, and let yourself get honest and let go of wherever you have been hiding. Use this power of this magnetic, rich, strong, boosting, amplifying time to bring the light to it, and use the four elements, which is the fire, which is truly like what is ready to come alive, that's ready to be inspired for you. And then letting that, giving that air element, that faith, that focus, like really just sitting with that and giving that faith and that focus, and let that become a carrying frequency, which is the air element. And then using the water element, which is where we're at. Okay, what are those abilities? What are those growing edges? And allowing whatever has been hidden be brought to light, and really water it, and then plant it into the earth element. You know, create a commitment. What are you committed to that's part of this new chapter and this new cycle and this new season ahead for you? In the, like, let's just take the next three full moons. If you just took the next 90 days and amplified what is ready, and then clear the space, clear the soil so that you can plant those seeds. What have you been hiding from yourself that needs to get brought into the light? I think if you sit with yourself, honestly, it's the things that have been haunting. It's the things that bubble up. And then through time or conditioning, we've just learned to swallow or suppress or shrink or keep small. So clear whatever's been hiding, bring it to the light and throw it into the fire. Let it transform into what your inspiration wants to become, and let that become your focus. That's the air element, your frequency, your faith, and then nourish those abilities. Water them. Begin right now with just taking this full moon and speaking it alive, writing it, pen to paper, antenna to God, of what wants to come through. Your clear intentions are the foundation for the new future that's calling you forward with huge leaps and bounds in a whole new story. We are all at this. No one has been exempt. So I'm going to share with you the three power focuses for this super full moon. But first, I just want to bring some light to that we're coming out of the equinox. And I really invited on social media, and so for those of you that didn't see it, is what do you want to name this season ahead? So we're still in this stream of this new opening that the equinox brought. And if you haven't named it, this is a good time to name it. Just, it's like a way to bring focus. It's a way to transmit the frequency of what is ready for you. And maybe when you get to the end of your full moon ritual, maybe that's when you'll have, yeah, this is what it's about. And so this naming it is this stream of this energy of this equinox, and that we just had last weekend, and here we are on the super full moon. So I really want to invite you to just supercharge that energy that's ready to come through, that's going to carry through the end of this year, you know, to the next equinox, to the fall equinox, which will take us to the fall super new moons. So for myself, right attraction is the energy focus that came through for me on the equinox. And, you know, really my commitment is when I ask, what are you committed to? Is like, okay, is this everything that I'm doing, is this bringing me into the right attraction to what I want to create, to the relationships, to the collaborations, to the way I want to live, to even when I'm getting on social media, it's like, okay, whatever I'm taking in, whatever I'm doing, does this put me in the right attraction of what I'm looking to create in my life? Because I have several big things that are up that I'm putting all my heart, my soul, my focus into. So I want to invite that for you of what it is for you. And then bring in these three energy focuses for the super full moon, which is emerge, expand, and express, because that is what's up right now. Barriers are breaking down. So I want you to think about it in the sense of whatever seeds, this is the same way as a seed that just sits on like the countertop and stays dormant. It doesn't activate all of its potentiality. Where you place that seed in the dark, moist soil and you nourish it and it begins to activate. And this is what we've all been in. So that's why barriers are breaking down. There's a form of we've been in the dark night of the soul in many ways, individually and collectively. So your inner intentions and desires that have been blocked or locked in some capacity, they're softening if you give it that nourishment in the soil of your life with these hard edges of protection to just melt away so that the soul desired seeds can break through and emerge. And I want you to name that release. This is like, what have you been hiding from yourself? What area of your life has been in hiding? Bring it out of that protective layer. Name it, release it, and claim your clearing. This can be so powerful because right now, this is what we need. We are creating the world, each and every one of us. We are in a co-creation experience right now of the future that we're all creating. And never before has it been so paramount that each of us really step into our place of honoring what is true inside of us. And how is this going to contribute to my life and those all around me? So write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God, the universal loving presence, to life, to the source, to the creator. It's time for you to rise and reach towards your ready expansion. You've been feeling it. Really want you to honor that. Even right now, you can just place your hand over your heart. You've been feeling it. Listen to that. Honor it. And then the second focus is release and rise. So clear the space of what needs to be released. This is where I'm asking you. You can just take these important questions to get the answers. What have you been hiding from yourself? I mean, you could even know it, but you know you've been hiding it. You've been just shoving it down. You've been swallowing it. You've been shrinking it. You've been keeping it small. And what have you been hiding from your life? There's a lot of ways you can release many areas, but if you just started even with those important questions and you clear and let go and don't carry forward whatever has been holding you back or keeping you stuck, let yourself reach for what is ready to rise in you, through you, and for you. Now, reach is an ancient power word. Like even right now, if you just lift your hands up, reach towards the sky, reach towards the stars in the night. It's about calling something in. It's about reaching, expanding, emerging, expressing something that is not here now, but we're bringing in. And then the third focus is this fresh start. We're at a very powerful fresh start, a whole new version and life chapter is making a fresh start for you. Yeah, you. You are included in it. You're included. So we need you. The world does. In whatever capacity that you can show up in truly honoring yourself, for this new version that is ready to be speaking up through you, evolving into the truer version of what your life wants to become. So I want to invite you to shine the light on your fresh start and make the commitment that over the next, this full moon, the next two full moons, while we're in the super moon time, I mean, I'm really an advocate to make the commitment to do this monthly. I'm inviting you right now to commit over the course of these next 3 months, really to step inside of this highly magnetic, powerful time. So whatever you do right now, this is going to lay the foundation, because in April, which is, I have a lot of great things I want to share with you, because it's all about activating April, because it's an activation month. And that's where we're going to have our biggest, strongest full moon of the year. And so whatever we do this weekend, we're laying the foundation. We really want to allow that amplification and that boosting to continue to roll, reach, and rise to what's ready to come alive, what's ready to be activated as we come into April. So you, my beautiful one, take that sacred moment, be still with yourself, create that ceremony where you really do pen to paper, write it right, and bring it to light. Because you matter. What's inside of you matters. And bring it out and let it shine. And be reminded as you see this big, beautiful full moon shining the light of illumination, that it's a reminder of the radiance that's ready to be brighter in you, in your life, in all that you're ready to reach and rise towards. Shine on, my beautiful one. Shine bright. Namaste.